Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Farsh Fala, and currently I am the Director of Strategic Partnerships Technical Account Management for XR and Games at Samsung.
Farsh, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Well, you know, being part of XR, the larger world of XR, synthetic media is a huge part of it. Initially, I got involved when I worked at an app store when we started getting AR apps, and I was a point of personal interest. My next position I worked at was at Unity, where I was actually fully immersed in it. I ran the partnerships for most of the AR VR partners that we had at Unity, including Oculus and some others. And that's when we really got involved with synthetic media. As you know, Unity is obviously part of Unity is synthetic media that helps you create these experiences using synthetic media. So that's how we were really deeply involved.
Farsh, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Synthetic media has come along really fast, actually, to be honest. Even a couple of years ago, some of the things we wanted to do in say, the wider known metaverse or in creating this metaverse was not really possible. But today it is with synthetic media. Some of the challenges that are getting better now, still making it realistic enough that you feel really immersed, make it as close to reality as possible, even though it's come a far along. I mean, we're talking like, you know, deep fake videos and stuff that are absolutely realistic. But that's the nefarious side of synthetic media. On the good side of synthetic media, what we can actually use it for games and for entertainment in future, for creating this world for people to be immersed in, whether it's for medical reasons, social reasons, or anything else. This needs to move along faster. We can actually put videos in there. We need to have this in a 3D. 3D concepts that are very realistic, as close to a video as possible without being an actual video of something. That was some of the challenges we've seen with it. But some of the successes, if you check out any of the latest VR games, many of the features that you see in there, people that you've seen there, characters that you've seen there, parts of the theme of the things that you'll see in there is created with synthetic media. A lot of it is created automatically. The machine learning and AI is really, really good today. It picks up these things very fast and creates what you want it to do. So those are like some of the great successes. And I think, I hate to say it, but COVID has probably actually pushed more money and research and development into that. So that's moved along even faster than it would have had this not happened in the last year and a half or so, which we've been dealing with this calamity.
Farsh, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I mean, far be it from me to be advising people, and there's people way more knowledgeable than me in this area and all that. But I think synthetic media has moved faster than we have. I think both our laws and our set of ethical standards for it hasn't moved along as fast. And this is natural with any new technology, right, that comes out. Usually technology comes out and then we see the good side, the bad sides of it, and then we start coming up with things. Look at the internet itself, right? If you're going to create, if you're going to work in this field, pay attention to what you're creating. This is one of those beasts that you don't want to let out, right, from Pandora's box. But at the same time, it's the beast that we need. If this future of metaverse has come true, we need synthetic media. We need it to be better. But then the other side of it needs to be controlled as well. One advice I can give them is pay attention to what you're doing. I can think about what people will use this for, all sides of it in the future. One day, maybe we'll all be gone, but the core code will still be there and still be used. That's probably the best advice I can give them.
Farsh, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Oh, God, there's so much information available nowadays. It's one of the greatest things about today's digital world is the vast amount of information available. You can obviously, Unreal and Unity are the two engines behind most of the creative ways that you're going to see synthetic media. Synthetic media is much larger than that, right? Machine learning, AI, almost every major company in the world is working on it. Metaverse, all the major companies in tech are going to end up working in it if they're not already. And you can find a lot of this online. Unity just bought Weta, for example. Weta is basically a company that creates the synthetic images, very realistic ones for most of the movies. They bought this because synthetic media is stepping away from CGI. And there's vast, vast amounts of information well on the internet. There's a lot of tutorials. Both Unreal and Unity offer excellent amount of information on their websites, and you can always reach out to people. That, and nowadays, actually, in universities, they have classes in this kind of thing. I know for a fact UCLA, USC have classes down there. We have actually participated with some of their classes and done some speaking down there, maybe even supplied some equipment to them. There's a lot of things you can do to find information nowadays.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.